The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. In the bulletin last weekend, I put in my bulletin article a little form that you could fill out if you like to give me a review of my homily style and maybe suggestions for improvement. And I did have a man come up to me this week who said, "Father, I have some feedback to give you about your homilies. I think they're wonderful." I said, "Really? Great." He said, "Yes, I've noticed that you've even been putting them on the parish website, that you record them on your cell phone and then you post it up there so I can listen to them later if I would like." I said, "Great, I'm glad." He said, "I listened to him time and time again." "Really?" I just couldn't believe this. And I said, "Well, tell me more." He said, "Well, when I can't get to sleep at night, I go to the website, I pull you up there, and I listen, and I'm asleep like a baby in just seconds." Our gospel reading this morning, Jesus challenges us in his preaching not just to put our joy and fulfillment in the things of earth, temporary things that pass away, but rather to seek the deeper joy that comes in a relationship with God. The Beatitudes that we hear this morning, there are in Luke's gospel, there are four blessings and four woes. This is different than Matthew's presentation of the Beatitudes. But yet they offer us some good insight into how to seek the deeper joys God wants to give and the distractions that can sometimes take away from the deeper joy in a relationship with Christ. We hear in the gospel today Jesus say, "Blessed are you who are poor now, but woe to you who are rich. Blessed are you who hunger now, but woe to you who are filled now. Blessed are you who weep now, but woe to you who laugh. Blessed are you when people hate, exclude, and insult you. But woe to you when people speak well of you." This seems like a big challenge in our life because we would not always equate blessings with hunger, poverty, weeping, and exclusion. So how can we understand these Beatitudes? I think first of all, we need to understand that the Beatitudes call us to share abundantly of what we have with the poor. We cannot use these Beatitudes as an excuse to ignore those who suffer and hunger and are excluded. We can't just say to them, "You'll get your fulfillment later. Later on, you're going to be happy. So don't bother me with your needs. You're going to be taken care of later." We can't do that because we as Christians believe that the poor always place a demand upon our attention and care. We call this the preferential option for the poor. It's part of Catholic social teaching. It means we give a preference and a priority to those who are poor and powerless. This tests our moral standing as a society because we will be judged by God on how we treat our most vulnerable members. The poor have an urgent claim on the conscience of our nation. We are called to look at public policy in terms of how it affects the poor. Furthermore, popes throughout the ages have written about the love of the poor and the care for them, especially in the last 200 years, as Catholic social teaching has developed and been explained. One of the popes wrote this in one of his letters: "Love for widows and orphans, prisoners, the sick, the needy of every kind is as essential in the ministry of the church as the sacraments and the preaching of the gospel." That was written by Pope Benedict XVI. Pope Francis, in his writings, have consistently challenged us to care for the poor. He wrote in his exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, in 2013, "We cannot mince words. There is an inseparable bond between our faith and the poor. We should never abandon them. How can it be that it is not a news item when an elderly homeless person dies of exposure, but it is news when the stock market loses 2 points? Almost without being aware of it, we end up incapable of feeling compassion for the poor, as though all of this is someone else's responsibility. I encourage financial experts and political leaders to ponder the words of St. John Chrysostom, who wrote, not to share one's wealth with the poor is to steal from them and to take away their livelihood. It is not our own goods which we hold, but theirs." So there is a demand upon us to share with others from our abundance, and even from our, to make it hurt a little bit when we give, to give where it really makes a difference and we notice it in our own life. Having said that, what are we to do if we do have blessings from God? Are we not supposed to eat? Are we not supposed to laugh? Should we feel bad if people speak well of us? Well, I don't think it goes to that extreme. I think these blessings come from God and should be enjoyed in the proper way, which is that we don't attach all of our consolation, all of our security, that our fulfillment does not come from these things, that our fulfillment ultimately comes from God. The consolation that we find in the world is from God. Because it's too easy to attach ourselves to food and to drink, to laughter and to entertainment, to receiving compliments. These things can distract us from being a disciple, because we can put our joy too much on the temporary and not look to the lasting. If we seek out people's compliments, it might be for the wrong reason. Maybe we're giving into peer pressure. We want to go along with the crowd in order to have them recognize us. Rather, if we seek the deeper ways of God, we would stand up for what is right and just, even if it meant that we're criticized, excluded, or insulted. It can be too easy to fill ourselves with temporary things and forget about the kingdom of God, which is lasting and forever. If that is the case, woe to us, because we've put our joy too much in something that is only going to last this long. It would only be a second in comparison to an eternity. We wouldn't want to ever miss out on the eternal. And it can be a real challenge when we're blessed financially and materially to forget about God, to not pray, to avoid painful things, thinking that we shouldn't have to suffer, rather than to understand that when we suffer and embrace sadness, it's truly in relationship with God that we find consolation and strength. And therefore, we can find fulfillment in the words that our psalm that we sang today, which talked about, "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. They are like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade." That's the kind of relationship with God that I think we're invited to through the readings today. Not to put our trust, our consolation, on things that pass away so quickly, but rather in the eternal. To be like that tree planted near water that will always yield its fruit, whether in good times or bad, knowing that God is always giving us blessings if we just open our eyes to receive them.